If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
No, oh, I can't believe that.
Nice.
I hit it perfect.
You're just standing too close to the ball.
After you hit it.
Hey, you had one in the rough, two in the trees.
Maybe a new course would help.
Yeah.
We'll play the ridges at Village Creek, the public course at Arkansas's Village Creek State Park. I hear it's outstanding. 27 holes, Andy Dye designed, wow. PGA caliber championship layout, dramatic elevation changes.
Now let's finish this round and book a tee time.
We'll book online, theridgesatvillagecreek.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Back in Marion, about ready to get the second half underway. Bob, I don't think I've ever seen a team run through their inflatable for the second half.
No, that was
always do to start a game, but not after halftime.
That was a first half thing right there. They, you know, inflated it again and put it all the way up. Because when it goes down, it's on the field. They have to move it and then reset it back up. They're well organized here.
They are.
Between the inflatable bunch and the chain gang and everything like that, they've done an excellent job.
And what I want to know is I'm watching the entire team and coaching staff out here dancing.
I noticed that. You know, I wasn't going to say anything about that, but, you know, they were all dancing pretty good, too. I
mean, they were.
It wasn't.
Now like, look at them.
You know, the head coach is out there leading it.
He is, isn't he? He's having fun. I tell you what, we talked about this on the way down here. I think Marion hit a home run with the hiring of Keith Houston. I got a feeling he's getting ready to build something big here.
Yes, I do. I mean, he definitely got the energy and the rapport with the kids. They seem to really like him. And his assistant coaches look to be hardworking guys. And I have to agree with you, Brad. I think he's on the verge of something real good here. Not that they're not good now. I didn't mean it that way. I just mean bigger things are ahead for them.
Yep, I agree. All right, Bombers getting ready to kick off. Fournay has put, I believe, all of his kickoffs in the end zone. They're going to try an onside kick, though. But the Patriots field it. And, boy, I tell you what, paying the price is the receiver, Swartz, lays out the young man who caught the onside kick. That was Andrew Hampton who covered it. And now the Patriots will have great field position at their own 48-yard line.
Well, I don't know. You got a kid there that kicks it off in the end zone every time and make them go 80 yards instead of 52. Now I got two receivers out here, two wideouts. So we've got one defender.
Two on each side now. Kale, quick out right side. The screen pass is complete. The wide receiver runs into his other receiver, making a block, fights his way to the 45. It's a pickup of about 7 on the pass play to Markell Wynn.
You know, those pass plays are just exaggerated sweeps. You just take the ball and you get it to a ball carrier on the outside, and you don't have to run it from middle of the field out there. You get the ball to him and give him a chance to make plays.
Second down and 3. Kale stands in the pocket. Fires across the middle, incomplete, overshoots the intended receiver that time, Jordan Chase.
Well, he got the happy feet that time. It wasn't any pressure. He just, his feet weren't set when he threw the ball, and it sailed on him a little bit and got high. You know, he just, that's the first mechanical breakdown looks like he's had.
Yes. We've been impressed with this young man. He's a sophomore. He's 5'11", 190. Coming into the game, he was 98 of 165 through the air with 1,251 yards and 12 touchdowns. Here's a first down pass. This is caught by Jorian. Jorian Chase. He's off to the races. Breaks a tackle at the 18. He dives. He is in for the touchdown. Gotta wrap him up, and the Bombers did not do it on that play. Chase with his second touchdown catch of the night. This one going for 45 yards. Now the extra point is up, and it is good. 11-11 left in this third quarter. Now the mercy rule is in effect. 35-0. Marion leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Down to 10 minutes left as the clock is running here. The mercy rule in effect as Marion kicks away. And Swartz with the return from the 10. Runs into his own blocker. Out across the 20, and he'll be down at the 25-yard line.
James Schwartz with a 13-yard return.
That's where the Bouton Home offense will start with their first possession of the second half. Again, Junior Williams out. A shoulder injury suffered in the first series of the game. Howard's been banged up tonight. We know Logan Walker. Still holding the, he's got, looks like his left wrist, he's holding the ice bag on still. He was injured early on. He has been out pretty much the entire game as well. Here's Tabor going to keep it on that read and take the option play to the 31-yard line. A pickup of about six on first down.
And Dawson, a little tender getting up off that. Took a good shot to the leg right there, but he did a good job on reading. You know, he's getting a lot better riding that ball up into the line of scrimmage, riding the fullback and letting that defense collapse and then step around the corner. He's progressed very well at running the option this year.
8:41 left in the third quarter, 35-0 Marion. Tabor will give it this time, and ball's in the air. Picked up by Trace Rick. Rick off to the races. He's at the 40. One man giving chase to the 30, the 25, the 20. They'll catch him, knock him down. No, they haven't knocked him down yet. They finally do at the 6-yard line. Trace Rick grabs the football out of midair, takes it all the way to the 6-yard line. He almost got to live every offensive lineman's dream. Boy, that's a touchdown.
That is an offensive lineman's dream to be standing there in the ball. Comes flying at you, you know. I'm very impressed that he had the hands to catch it, being surprised like he was. But he knew what to do with it once he got
did,
it,
didn't he? There goes as a 63-yard run for Trace Rick. Oh, boy, that was fun to watch.
Make
him a tackle, Elvis. Yeah. Well, let's throw a pass to him now. It's first and goal from the 6-yard line. And Tabor keeps it. Tabor's in. Touchdown. Mounted home. And they ran to the left side behind Trace Rick that time. So Tabor with a touchdown run set up by Trace Rick. He kept looking over his shoulder.
He did. Didn't he?
Knowing that somebody was going to catch up with him.
Well, he did a good job, you know. Actually,
he did.
He caught up with him. He gave him the stiff arm and carried him for another 5 yards before they actually got him down. I was hoping he was going to stumble, fumble right into the end zone and score.
Tabor with the 6-yard touchdown run, and now he will try the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 6:51 left in this third quarter. And the Bombers are on the board, 35-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
$5.8 billion and 6,000 new jobs. That's how much economists at the Arkansas Economic Development Institute estimate Issue 4 could generate over the next 10 years. On November 6th, we can grow our economy, create thousands of jobs, and keep tax and tourism dollars here in Arkansas. Let's stop sending money to out-of-state casinos and start putting Arkansas first. On November 6th, vote for Issue 4. Early voting starts October 22nd. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Here's Fournay with his short approaching kick that gets it into the end zone. It's just amazing. This young man, a foreign exchange student, Quentin Fournay, a three-step approach and puts it into the end zone just about every time.
I believe he has all, but you can't count the onside kick
right.
He tried earlier, which
every other one he's kicked,
it looked, the best I can remember, has gone to the end zone.
So the Patriots will have the ball thrown 20-yard line to start this drive. Starters are still out there, most of them anyway, for the Patriots. They got a few reserves in out there right now. Kale still in a quarterback, though, Dedrick Kale. First down for the Patriots. He is going to hand it off. This is Jones with it. Kentrell Jones on a sweep to the right side. He'll pick up a couple out to the 22.
You know, their marriage running game has been good tonight, but I've been very impressed with their passing game, both the short and the long part of it.
Kale is just a sophomore, and boy, as he continues to grow, Bob, we're going to be watching him on
Saturday
someplace. Here's a pass complete to Chase, and he has a first down across the 30 to the 31, a pickup of 9, and they'll move the chains.
And Colton Peters right there coming from a safety spot. The receiver thought he was going to juke to the outside and turn back in, and Colton was right there to meet him when he turned.
Boy, Colton's done a good job. It's been a while since he played football. Hasn't played high school till this year and been concentrating on basketball. He's the team's leading tackler. Here's a complete pass to Jones, and Jones out to the 35, a four-yard pickup. .348 left in the third quarter. Mercy rule in effect. The second half will go by quickly. Pass complete in the flat left side. Breaking a couple of tackles is Hunt, and Caden will take it to the 46-yard line with a pickup of 11.
Well, the receivers aren't very big, but they run very hard, and they block very well.
First down from the 47-yard line. Coming to the near side, good job. You mentioned Bojay, and Peters there as well to finish it up as it's Jones with a one-yard gain.
Bojay did a good job sliding down the line of scrimmage, scrubbing off against that. And now Bojay and Hushad had to leave the ball game.
Second and 9 here for the Patriots. Kale to pass, complete right side. And there once again is Chase up the right sideline. And he has one man to beat. He's tripped up and down to about the 6-yard line. First and goal coming up here for the Patriots. It's a 43-yard pass play to Jorier and Chase. That young man's going to be getting close to 200 yards receiving tonight.
Well, we helped him out right there because we made two or three poor attempts at tackles right there. That was not good.
Kale will give it to Jones. Jones just easily into the end zone. It wasn't much defense played right there at all. Easy touchdown run for Kentrell Jones, and the Patriots score again with 2:08 left in this third quarter. Pierre in to attempt the extra point once again. Kick is up and the kick is good. Clock continues to run. 1:44 left in the third. It is 42-0 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
42-7, our score. It's Marion with the lead. Pieri getting ready to kick off again. High end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 9-yard line. And the return by Caden Williams this time across the 25. That's where the Bombers will start. But we've reached the end of the third quarter. 42-7. It's Marion with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!